to all the health workers and the care workers, thank you. I can never be all the people I want and live all the lives I want. I can never train myself in all the skills I want. And why do I want? I want to live and feel all the shades, tones, and variations of mental and physical experience possible in my life. Sylvia Plath. Between life and death, there is a library, she said, and within that library, the shelves go on forever. Every book provides a chance to try another life you could have lived, to see how things would be if you'd made other choices. Would you have done anything different if you had the chance to undo your regrets? A conversation about rain. 19 years before she decided to die, Nora Seed sat in the warmth of the small library at Hazeldene School in the town of Bedford. She sat at a low table staring at a chessboard. Nora, dear, it's natural to worry about your future, said the librarian, Mrs. Elm, her eyes twinkling. Mrs. Elm made her first move, a knight hopping over the neat row of white pawns. Of course you're going to be worried about the exams, but you could be anything you want to be, Nora. Think of all that possibility. It's exciting. Yes, I suppose it is. A whole life in front of you. A whole life. You could do anything. Live anywhere. Somewhere a bit less cold and wet. Nora pushed a pawn forward 2 spaces. It was hard not to compare Mrs. Elm to her mother, who treated Nora like a mistake in need of correction. For instance, when she was a baby, her mother had been so worried Nora's left ear stuck out more than her right that she'd used sticky tape to address the situation, then disguised it beneath a woolen bonnet. I hate the cold and wet, added Mrs. Elm for emphasis. Mrs. Elm had short grey hair and a kind and mildly crinkled oval face, sitting pale above her turtle green polo neck. She was quite old, but she was also the person most on Nora's wavelength in the entire school. And even on days when it wasn't raining, she would spend her afternoon break in the small library. Coldness and wetness don't always go together, Nora told her. Antarctica is the driest continent on Earth. Technically, it's a desert. Well, that sounds up your street. I don't think it's far enough away. Well, maybe you should be an astronaut. Travel the galaxy. Nora smiled. The rain is even worse on other planets. Worse than Bedfordshire. On Venus, it is pure acid. Mrs. Elm pulled a paper tissue from her sleeve and delicately blew her nose. See? With a brain like yours, you can do anything. A blonde boy Nora recognised from a couple of years below her ran past outside the rain-speckled window, either chasing someone or being chased. Since her brother had left, she'd felt a bit unguarded out there. The library was a little shelter of civilization. Dad thinks I've thrown everything away. Now I've stopped swimming. Well, far be it from me to say, but there is more to this world than swimming really fast. There are many different possible lives ahead of you. Like I said last week, you could be a glaciologist. I've been researching And it was then that the phone rang. 1 minute, said Mrs. Elm softly. I'd better get that. A moment later, Nora watched Mrs. Elm on the phone. Yes, she's here now. The librarian's face fell in shock. She turned away from Nora, but her words were audible across the hushed room. Oh, no. No. Oh, my God. Of course. 19 years later. The man at the door. 27 hours before she decided to die, Nora Seed